Vision. I never finished the psychology text I read to David on Tuesday afternoons in his dorm room, stifling with the smell of his guide dog, a yellow lab who ignored me with abandon, and something else, the medicinal odor of illness just before it passes the threshold into death. We'd just started the chapter on perception, when the taproot in his occiput reached down into David's brainstem to feed on new tissue. If he saw it coming, he gave me no signal. He lay on his bed those fall afternoons like a corpse waiting for the soul's flight, listening as I read over the dog's huffing breath, because I was being paid to read by the hour, and because, by listening, he remained part of the intricate slipknot, desire and fulfillment.